Well, good morning, boys and girls. How's everybody today? Good. All right. Well, today I want to ask you guys a quick question. By raise of your hand, who has taken a test before? Parents, how many of you guys have taken a test before? All right. People aren't raising their hand. Everybody's raising their hand. I'm not sure. Well, every day we take tests, whether you realize it or not. There's different types of tests that we take. If you're in school, you might take a test. If you're driving in your car, you could be taking a test. You could be taking a test at work, with parents. Every day you take different types of tests. So I'm going to give you guys a test today. You ready? All right, I'm going to write on my little whiteboard right here. And I don't want anybody to look while I write, okay? So I'm going to write something, and I'm going to see if you guys know what I'm writing on here, okay? But nobody look, okay? Okay. Did anybody look? I think you passed your first test. You didn't look like I asked you to. All right, so I'm going to give you a really difficult math problem, and let's see if you pass this test. Are you ready? Now, nobody yell it out. Keep it to yourself, and then I'm going to call on somebody to answer it. Okay, you ready? Okay, you just passed another test. Nobody yelled it out. So I'm going to call on somebody. What is the answer? Okay, I did 2 + 2 = 4. You passed the test, you got it. So, another test that I take, when I told the last children's story, I talked about how I used to play basketball in high school. And there was one time where the coach said, okay guys, we're going to divide you in two different teams. You're going to play against this team, and the losing team has to run 10 laps around the field. So we really wanted to win. We didn't want to run extra laps. And so we started playing, and the person who was guarding me kept fouling me. And I said, coach, don't you see him? He keeps hitting me, and he's fouling me. And he said, I didn't see anything, play on. And I said, but coach, he's fouling me, and I'm missing shots, and I'm doing all kinds of stuff. He said, Brian, play on. And I couldn't believe the whole time it didn't seem fair that he kept fouling me, but I had to play on it. And I didn't want to lose. So I had to just keep playing and playing no matter what. And at the end of it, I had somehow still won the game. And at the end of it, I said, coach, what was going on with that? And he said, it was a test. And I said, what do you mean? He said, there's times when you're going to be playing against other teams that the referee isn't going to call it. And you have to be stronger than the other team in your mind to be able to push through and pass that test no matter what happens. Because things in life aren't necessarily fair. And there's going to be tests that you have. You're going to have your parents driving all of a sudden in a car, and somebody's going to come off, and they're going to have a test right there. They could either say something nice or not. And every day, we have these tests. You know who also had tests? Jesus had tests. He came to this earth, and he was tested every day by Satan. And you know what he did? He didn't listen, and he passed with flying colors because he had a relationship with God. And he said, God, give me the strength to pass every test that Satan tries to put in front of me. And every day, you guys have these same tests. You can do what you know in your mind is right or wrong. And it doesn't mean that we're going to be perfect, because we're not perfect. But every day you try to pass those little tests of, you can be nice to the little boy at school maybe who was mean to you, even though you don't want to be, or to any of your friends. So every day you need to wake up and pray to Jesus, say, Jesus, help me pass all of my tests today, no matter what they may be. Does that sound like something that you guys can do? All right. You guys have been really good listeners. You guys passed all the listening tests. So great job with that today. Now you're going to have a test of going and picking up all the offering for children education. And make sure you guys say thank you to all the parents who give money. All right.